is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, the novelist, short story writer born in Glens Falls, New York, 1957. She said of her childhood there was acting and dressing up. We'd play music and write crappy songs. We'd draw and paint and fancy ourselves as artistic. It was part of being a girl in the 60s that you were creative. Went to college, graduate school, wrote the stories that became her first book, Self-Help, in 1985. Looking back, Laurie Moore said that the book had too many birds and moons and space aliens and struggling artists of every stripe, as well as much illness and divorce and other sad facts of family and romantic life. But the book got great reviews, and she's written more books, short stories, novels, Who Will Run the Frog Hospital, Birds of America, and her most recent novel, A Gate at the Stairs, which begins, "The cold came late that fall, and the songbirds were caught off guard. By the time the snow and wind began in earnest, too many had been suckered into staying, and instead of flying south, instead of already having flown south, they were huddled in people's yards, their feathers puffed for some modicum of warmth. I was looking for a job. I was a student and needed babysitting work, and so I would walk from interview to interview in these attractive but wintry neighborhoods, the eerie multitudes of robins pecking at the frozen ground, dun gray and stricken." And it's the birthday of the dime novelist Horatio Alger, Jr., born Chelsea, Massachusetts, 1832. Horatio Alger was a minister who was forced to resign after he was accused of having sexual relationships with boys in his congregation. And he went on to gain great fame and fortune writing rags-to-riches novels, more than 500 of them, all about young, virtuous street urchins who saved up their money and then did something impressive that attracted the attention of rich older men who became their benefactors. Here's a poem for today by Robin Serra entitled "An Early Start in Midwinter." The freeze is on. At six, a scattering of sickly light shine pale in kitchen windows. Thermostats are adjusted. Furnaces blast on with a whoosh. And day rumbles up out of cellars to the tune of bacon spitting in a greasy pan. Scrape your nail along the window pane, shave off a curl of frost, or press your thumb against the film of white to melt an eye onto the fire escape. All night, pipes ticked and grumbled like sore bones. The tap runs rust over your chapped hands. Sweep last night's toast crumbs off the tablecloth. Puncture your egg yolk with a prong of fork so gold runs over the white, and sip your coffee scalding hot. The radio says you're out ahead with time to spare. Your clothes are waiting folded on the chair. This is your hour to dream. The radio says that the freeze is on and may go on weeks without end. You barely hear the warning, dreaming of orange and red, the hot-tongued flowers that winter sunrise mimics. You go out in the dark, and zero floats you into morning. Poem by Robin Serra, "An Early Start in Midwinter," from her collection The Touchstone, published by House of Anansi Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.